Greetings and good day. This is Krista Henry for CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7. It's great to be with you. Today, we're discussing the effects of the global COVID-19 pandemic on relationships and dating. In the last 15 months, relationships have been transformed by either too much time on togetherness or too little, depending on circumstances. Local clinical psychotherapist Jenny Fisher weighs in to talk about the effects COVID-19 has had on her clients in her community.
What do you think are some of the effects that you've seen of COVID-19 in terms of your clients or people that you may know in terms of their relationships?
Absolutely. So a lot of the effects that I've seen in terms of the pandemic with COVID-19 over the last year and a half, which is a little bit mind-blowing for sure, there's a variety of different things that I would say is that I see a lot of loss in identity within the relationship in terms of like who I am as an individual and how that fits into this. There's been a significant shift for obvious reasons with individuals leaving the home, whether that is work-related, a lot less travel, which I've seen a really significant impact in terms of for work or personal, that a relationship really developed a routine around that, and that was all completely distorted. A lot of increased anxiety and already pre-occurring individuals that have anxiety disorders, but then just a huge increase in anxiety as a whole for everyone, and not knowing how to manage your own individual anxiety within that because not having it experienced before, a lot more fear. And I would say a huge shift of not fully understanding how your partner communicates that came to the surface and that kind of forced that into a reality where it needed to be touched upon, which I think is a good thing long term, but it happening so suddenly was really shaking for a lot of couples.
And these are all very interesting. I would never even have thought travel would have been one of the things that stood out to people. I guess you do build a routine. So what are some of the coping mechanisms or strategies that people can do to cope with this?
So some of the coping strategies that I see to be really effective and mechanisms that we've kind of built for individuals is finding that individual identity again. So kind of using different mechanisms, whether that is journaling, kind of self-reflection, using mindfulness techniques to really go inward of who am I as an individual. And this has forced a lot of reflection of my identity doesn't have to be solely built around my career. Who else am I outside of that? And that can be really helpful when then forming like a bond and a further in-depth with the relationship. Taking individual space, and so especially individuals that are in an apartment, for instance, not a lot of like physical space, I'm really being intentional with that as much as possible. And looking at, yes, I might be spending a lot of time with my partner, but is it quality? And so rather than the quantity aspect of I should just kind of take that for what it is, really honing in on how can I engage in quality time. With the world opening up, there's way more ample opportunities for that as well. But also looking at how do I need to receive communication and how do I communicate? So looking at the intention that like often it is just a misunderstanding. And if we can pull back to what the original intention is of our partner when they're communicating to us, that can be gravely helpful in terms of understanding them and moving forward rather than just that repetitive loop or cycle that we can get stuck in when we're not understanding someone. And like a very specific technique that when learning direct communication, it can be really hard for adults because we're not used to that. So something that a lot of my clients will use is sitting side by side, almost like you're driving in a car, for instance, rather than sitting face to face and making eye contact. That can be really intimidating to start. And so just building a sense of confidence and finding my words and not having to worry about my facial expression and how I'm responding to folks, that can be a helpful kind of intermediate step that individuals have been finding useful.
And are some of these like working? Have you seen the relationships evolving throughout the course of the year in a positive way?
Absolutely. I've seen majority evolve in a very significant positive way, and some that were not maybe the most healthy relationships to start, able to come to a close in a more amicable way of this is just, we're just not meant for each other in this way. But I definitely have seen where the intention is, I want to be in this relationship and this is something I'm working on. Absolutely, I can see a huge shift in that.
And now as we embark on reopening and things being open again, like what are some of the things that they can do to further build on what they've developed over this last year of being closeted inside?
So the big thing that I have put out as a caution to a lot of the couples that I'm working with is not falling back into old habits and not kind of going into a regard where a big theme that came out was the partner always felt as a second rate to whether it's a group of friends, whether it's family engagements, career engagements. And so how am I going to maintain this priority and making those intentions very clear? So looking forward as things open up, how am I going to not get pulled back into the excitement of that and leaving my partner as a secondary reality?
And then on the other side of things, I'm sure you also deal with a lot of people who might not be in a relationship, but who want to be in a relationship. Is the hesitancy that you've seen about getting out there after, especially the year that we've had, and meeting people is something that's so almost not normal for us anymore. Like, what is the vibe like for single people?
Absolutely. So I've definitely seen a huge amount of hesitancy in terms of like singles and the dating scene. What does that look like? What is this reality that we're going to step into? There's a lot of unsureness, and with that, there's the unknowns and therefore the anxieties. And so when we don't know what to expect, whereas not for some, the dating scene can be very exciting and very enthusiastic. For others, it can be very mundane and dreadful. And that there is at least a comfort in I know what to expect from people. Now there's this whole language around the normalcy of do I talk about vaccines? So that's a big topic coming up in the dating world and dating apps of do I admit that I have got the vaccine? Do I not? What are my core values around this? Because it does bring up a core value issue. But that can be a helpful indicator at the forefront where I'm not engaging in a relationship or getting attached to someone that then I find out later that the core values are so very differently and it's just not going to be a compatibility reality. So I think the unknown is just becoming heavier and heavier. And there is a lot of increased insecurity as a bigger theme in terms of people's bodies changes over the last year and a half and the stress of the pandemic, and whether that be weight gain or weight loss, depending on how kind of people's bodies have responded, there is an uncomfortability of what that looks like. And so of trying to focus on inward before accepting who we are and that confidence building before diving into something where we're not going to fill our confidence with someone else's ability to respond. So we need that ability to step into that first. But I hear and I see a ton of hesitance what the dating scene is going to be looking like.
Yeah. And what are some of the tips or some of the things that they should be doing or considering going forward? I mean, when I think about dating, I'm like, do we do a video call first? Should I be wearing a mask? Should I be going in the open air? Do I tell people I've been vaccinated? Like, what are some of the tips that you've been telling people?
So some of the realities that I've been walking through with a lot of individuals is, what are your expectations? So when you go into this, what are you wanting at the end of this? And how can you mitigate communicating that in the forefront? And so if you do have the hesitancy in terms of, I'm not comfortable with a person not wearing a mask, then saying that ahead of time rather than getting in front of that person and being uncomfortable and just going with something, and that anxiety is not fair to yourself. Whereas if I could say, when we go for a walk, I would be more comfortable if you could wear a mask, would you be okay with that? And just the expectations in the forefront as much as possible so that you don't have to worry getting there, then having to confront it in person, because it's so much more intimidating. Even if the person is completely understanding, it's just the buildup of giving that communication is really hard. And I would say the awareness around personal boundaries as well. So if I need to have that mask on, or if I need that like space to start in terms of video calls and just texting, and it's kind of prolonging the in-person, of letting it know for the reasons that it is. Because we also have developed in a dating scene that there is a lot of judgment of, oh, if we're just texting for like a chunk of time, I don't visually see you in person for a month or two, you're not very interested in me. So giving the narrative to them of, this is because I'm just wanting to make sure that our values are in line in terms of COVID. And you're not seeing hundreds of people and doing things that I would deem unsafe. And it's not that I judge you, but I just want to make sure that our values are in line with that. And so just a lot of understanding of what your limitations are.
Yeah. And what about the big V question of the vaccine? Do you actually outright ask people, have you been vaccinated before we meet? Or is it something that people might be hesitant in saying?
I think that is a great question. And I don't know if I have like the perfect answer to it, but my natural kind of gut response has always been like, if I have a value that is a need and that is something that I need to have in my partner, then I would encourage that conversation to happen at the forefront. And even from the perspective of, I'm not asking you from a place of judgment, I'm asking from a place of curiosity and my own safety. And so this is where I stand on it. This is what I've chosen to do for myself. I'm just curious where you've chosen to do, because it could make us very much in line or very much on opposition. And so it's not something that I want to judge you for, but it is something that is important to me.
And then for someone who's been basically either working from home or just locked up in their home for the last year and a half, and they're thinking about going out on the dating scene, like, what would be your words of advice to them to pump themselves up to get out there again?
I would say like a big piece with that would be like starting small. So like not having this expectation that now that we have like bars and nightclubs opening and that whole scene that I have to dive right into that, but of building yourself up to like going for a walk. Again, it goes back to that whole mirroring of the couple conversation. I'm walking beside you. I don't have to stare you in the face across the table. That can be a little intimidating to start, because we also are relearning social cues when we've been apart from it for so long. So starting smaller and building towards something that you're more and more comfortable with, and just really being gentle and graceful with yourself on what your expectations are, because it's a big ask. It's a big change. And maybe it's starting with going out with friends first and getting comfortable with that, because those people are not going to judge you naturally. Whereas meeting someone for the first time, where we have a more judgmental lens on, that can be hard to face when we haven't had social engagement for so long.
Thank you, Janine, for joining us. I think your insights will be getting a number of couples and singles through the rest of this pandemic. If you are just joining in, that was clinical psychotherapist Janine Fisher speaking on how couples and individuals are coping with COVID-19 in their relationships. This program is part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and CKMS Newsroom. Check out the archived versions of this program and other episodes on radiowaterloo.ca/news. And other stories commissioned under the Local Journalism Initiative at canada/info.ca. You can follow us on Twitter at Radio Waterloo. If you want to get in touch with comments or ideas about stories to cover, email us at news@radiowaterloo.ca. This is Krista Henry reporting for CKMS Newsroom. Thank you very much for listening in.